This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This summer, federal stimulus money will be used to fund thousands of projects across the country, and most will have very little to do with one another. But Kansas City, Missouri is trying hard to coordinate its stimulus by targeting one violent, blighted piece of its urban core. Frank Morris of member station KCUR lives and works in that part of the city, and he has this report.
The view from Hazel Baldwin's front porch is green and lush this time of year, but not pretty. Across the street, it's all vacant lots. Her side's not much better.
Used to be a nice big house over there. But the people lost the house, and then they vandalized the house. They broke the windows out and stole stuff out of it, so they eventually tore it down.
If her block was a mouth, half the teeth would be missing. The rest would be ground down and decaying. This is Kansas City's Green Impact Zone. Not quite a mile and a half square, smack in the middle of the city. Some parts are very nice, but Baldwin's block is more typical. Her zip code has produced more than 100 murderers. The plan to bring it back, though, has a lot more to do with what's inside Baldwin's old bungalow, down the worn, narrow stairs into her basement.
Watch your step. Now, this is my old gravity furnace. It's been here over 40 years.
Wow, yes, it's one of the big kind of octopus-looking things.
That's why my gas bill be $300 and some, you know, during the cold months.
That's a lot on Baldwin's $22,000 a year salary. She can't afford to fix the leaky roof and plumbing, let alone buy a new furnace, but she may get one anyway.
What is the term used to describe the amount of heat that must be added?
At the Metropolitan Energy Center, an old house just outside the Green Zone, home maintenance contractors are studying to become teachers. They'll be put to work training dozens of unemployed residents here for jobs weatherizing houses for qualified residents in the impact zone. Bob Hausch runs the center. He says it's a good example of how stimulus-funded programs can complement each other.
Boy, it's such a huge opportunity, you know. We've just got to be able to take advantage of this and do it right. We can't fritter away this opportunity.
For one, they're avoiding the government's typical shotgun approach to spending.
That is, you know, let's spend $1,000 down the street here, and then we'll spend $10,000 down the street there, and at the end of the spending, nothing has dramatically changed.
That's Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. He says his plan will channel at least $50 million, maybe much more, in federal stimulus money into this small part of town.
We think that there are enough federal resources to make this area as nice and as safe as any suburban area in America. And on top of that, we're going to make it green.
Cleaver envisions solar panels going up on the schools and housing projects. Nearly every house weatherized, a fancy new bridge and deluxe buses, maybe a new power grid.
Residents, boy oh boy, it's Christmas come early if you live in the 150 block area of Manny's Green Impact Zone.
That's Chris DeGaulle doing his AM radio show in Kansas City. He doesn't see how a bunch of new windows and furnaces will address the enormous crime problem in the impact zone. And like many living outside it, he doesn't like the boundaries.
I have no idea how they deem that as fair to anyone else in the city who doesn't get a new heater or get their home weatherized because they're outside of that square block area.
Stegall's not alone. There are plenty of hard-pressed neighborhoods that aren't within the zone, and a lot of local residents worry they'll miss out entirely. But David Warm, with the Mid-America Regional Council, says the impact zone isn't likely in for that much extra funding, but that the focus and coordination here will make the money it does get go that much further.
The stimulus money will come and the stimulus money will go. And our goal is to make sure it has as much impact as possible while it's here, and most importantly, that it sets up the community for long-term sustained change over time.
And its boosters say if everything goes as planned, the attention and money lavished on this one small dot on the map will spark a revival that will spread not only across Kansas City's urban core, but make the Green Impact Zone something of a national model. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.